1340 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The candidates dump in Southwest battleground states in the final days of the election. Vice President Kamala Harris courting the Latino vote in Reno.
I don't believe that the people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at the table.
More from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
She continues to send the message to Latinos that, especially after what happened last Sunday with that comment about Puerto Rico, that what her campaign represents is unity and not division and not rejecting of certain communities.
Former President Donald Trump in Henderson, Nevada, saying what he'll do for America if elected.
And we will stop illegal immigration once and for all. We will not be invaded. We will not be occupied. We will not be overrun.
CBS's Nicole Killian traveling with the Trump campaign.
Former President Trump lost Nevada back in 2020, but tonight his campaign is out with a new memo expressing optimism about the overall state of the race, although they acknowledge it will be very close.
The union for thousands of striking Boeing workers has agreed to a sweetened contract offer. More from KIRO's Matt Markovich.
The union says, quote, there is a point where we have extracted everything we can by bargaining and withholding our labor. We are at that point now and risk a lesser offer in the future, unquote. 33,000 members will be eligible to vote on the proposal this coming Monday.
North Korea is sending a warning to its enemies with the highest and longest ever test of an intercontinental ballistic missile. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
Japanese and South Korean authorities were tracking it. They showed it was launched vertically, almost straight up, so it wouldn't reach any territories when it came down. Flew for 86 minutes to an altitude of more than 4,300 miles. That far exceeds previous launches.
U.S., South Korea, and Japan foreign ministers criticized North Korea's ICBM launch as a flagrant violation of multiple U.N. resolutions. How old is too old to trick-or-treat? This dad in Rockville, Maryland says.
I always thought you were too old once you were in high school. But if you're old enough to drive and have a learner's permit, you should definitely drive and buy yourself some candy.
A new UMBC poll finds 29% of Maryland residents think you are never too old to go trick-or-treating. An inflation gauge closely watched by the Fed falls to the lowest level since early 2021, and the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rises for a fifth straight week. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A Bucks player cited for speeding. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. Supposed to play is turn to point, so and that's what happened. So that's just our way of thinking.
Matt LaFleur says the rookie gets better every week.
It seems to me that he's developing a better routine. I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Northwest winds backing down overnight as skies turn mostly clear. Upper 30s expected by sunrise. For your Friday, sunny skies and a light east wind in the afternoon with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny upper 50s on Saturday. Right now it's 40.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll be live from Fox City Stadium, the home of the Timber Rattlers, a Trigby Olsen of the Lincoln Project, your calls and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Your new choice. Real news, great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Halloween, I guess. Happy Halloween? I don't know. Do you have a happy Halloween? I guess you do, especially if you get a lot of candy if you're a little kid. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. When speech becomes sedition, tales from Trump's New America. I'll get to that in a moment. Also, the Republican Party is now going out of their minds. A new Harris ad that says, hey, women, you can vote in a way different from your husband. I'll share that with you after. You know, in a few minutes, the Supreme Court decides when they want to enforce the law and when they want to ignore it, always to help the GOP. A Supreme Court hypocrisy alert coming up. And also the ways that Trump and his lawyers may flip the election upside down after Election Day. This is from the Financial Times. fascinating story. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update to, what's going on in Ukraine, North Korean troops on the ground. Also, the history of Halloween. And also, U.S. inflation drops to 2.1%, almost hitting the Federal Reserve target of 2%. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, W. Mondale Robinson is going to drop by about the slander of black male voters. Also, is Elon Musk a human trafficker? Is the FBI closing in on him? And also in the third hour, hey, Trump, stop forcing yourself on women. Yeah, he says, I'm going to do it whether they want me to or not. Right? We've heard that before from Donald Trump, haven't we? My op-ed today is my letter to Louise from Leavenworth Federal Penitentiary 1 year from today. It's over at HartmanReport.com. The title is When Speech Becomes Sedition, Tales from Trump's New America. And, it starts out, Dear Louise, it's been almost a year since the last time I saw you as they were arresting me on the designated enemy within sedition charge that's kept me in this prison. And then I talk about that. And then I say that, the day after Trump was reelected, when Speaker Johnson and the Supreme Court recognized the disputed ballots in five states and through the election of the House of Representatives, you'll recall he invoked the Insurrection Act and began the mass arrests. They tell me Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Merrick Garland are in here too, although I haven't seen them. Apparently the high-value former administration officials are locked down in a separate wing. And, then I go on to, I've been following the news as best I can, and it appears the initial news reports from January detailing the thousands of people killed and injured by police and the army in the nationwide demonstrations have largely vanished. One of the guards who has access to the web says all the stories have been scrubbed since Trump put Elon Musk in charge of the internet. It's as if it never happened. Part of that is probably because of the updated and retroactive Alien and Sedition Act Congress passed in Trump's first week, and their Truth Act, rolling back the Supreme Court's Time versus Sullivan ruling, so public officials, including the president, can now sue for libel. Following Viktor Orban's script from Hungary and of course, Putin's from Russia, Trump and his buddies just started suing all the media outlets, all the reporters, all the commentators, and pretty soon everybody was bankrupt, and then he and his billionaire buddies bought up all the media. So now you've got NBC, MSNBC, and the New York Times, owned by the Murdoch family. CNN and CBS went to Elon Musk And ABC is now the property of Steve Bannon, who got the Saudis to help him buy it with a little help from Secretary of State Jared Kushner. Just a few years ago, when Orban spoke at CPAC in Texas and proposed to a standing ovation, and this really happened, that Republicans should change the libel laws to put liberals in the media out of business. And clearly the Republicans were paying attention. So now that the environment czar Ron DeSantis has outlawed any news reporting on climate change that may cast aspersions on the critical fossil fuel industry, we're not hearing much about deaths from wildfires, floods, droughts, but I'm guessing the situation is getting worse. I suppose the good news for me and my fellow incarcerated reporters, writers, and politicians is that the prison here in Leavenworth, Kansas, has easily survived several tornadoes and derechos. Climate crisis seems far away. I go on to write to my wife a year from today. I hear Attorney General Stephen Miller has been busy arresting women all across the country. I remember back in July of 2023, that was July of last year, when 19 Republican attorneys general demanded private medical records of all women in their states who'd gotten abortions. Now that the Supreme Court has ruled in their favor, I'm hearing that the three largest private prison companies each got multi-billion dollar contracts to build new prisons for those women who continue protesting by possessing birth control or wearing the outlawed pussy hats. As Speaker Johnson said, you know, if we don't jail a few of these women persisting in getting abortions, nobody will take us seriously. And of course, that's going on, and in some cases pretty brutally now that Defense Secretary Michael Flynn's soldiers are using live ammunition. I note in my letter to Louise that that week or the following week is the election day for 2025 off years, and although 48 million fewer people will be voting since the Democratic Party was declared under the Patriot Act a terrorist organization. Right. Talking with the other prisoners here, the most common thing I'm hearing is how surprised everybody was at how quickly General Flynn had been at deploying the military when crowds began showing up on Inauguration Day after Trump issued those blanket pardons to himself and the January 6th rioters. They used live ammunition to keep the peace because Trump had, following Project 2025, had, quote, decapitated the leadership of both the civil service and our military, replacing the nation's top officers with those who'd passed his loyalty tests so he wouldn't again be frustrated by socialists like General Mark Milley. So I write to Louise, I hope you're doing financially okay since they seized all our savings. I understand your Social Security payment has dropped about 25% since J.P. Morgan took over the program. At least for now, you can ignore paying taxes on the money since Congress defunded the IRS. You know, how are our grandkids? I hear that Texas and Florida shut down all their public schools just before the new year started, giving the money instead to churches so every child can have a religious education now that the Supreme Court has declared that America is, in fact, a Christian nation and every child is entitled to a Christian education. I was saddened to hear that when Trump, Speaker Johnson, and Majority Leader Josh Hawley cut off all U.S. aid to Ukraine, that that country collapsed and the Russians came in and slaughtered hundreds of thousands of people. Now they're in Poland and Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. But since we pulled out of NATO, NATO has not been willing to take on Russia. Republicans in Congress, in fact, seem quite happy with the new U.S. alignment with Russia, China, and North Korea, rejecting our former European allies, except for Hungary, of course. And at least Taiwan won't be a flashpoint because Secretary of State Kushner has negotiated a peace between them and China based on the Hong Kong transitions, which has them a little nervous, but hey, we're helping enforce it. And, you know, it goes on from there. So, and then, you know, it ends up while those of us convicted under the 2024 updates to the libel and sedition laws and the new enemy within provisions of the updated Patriot Act are considered enemy combatants, I hear that we might have one Zoom call with family on Christmas now that Christmas is a mandatory holiday. So, you know, the week after next is our 54th wedding anniversary. I miss you and hope you get this note before our Christmas call. Actually, in 2025, it'll be our 55th wedding anniversary. I have to edit that. So those are my thoughts on the future. What have I missed? What do you think might happen? What am I missing here? We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a second.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48 to 47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Okay, dog parents, listen how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. It's not a treat. It's a trick. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that'd raise a red flag for you, right? Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Silence, the fear is fulfilled. Letters smuggled from cell to cell, like whispers rising against the spell. When speech becomes sedition and truth's locked away, they twist the world, reshape our vision to make the light fade gray. In the land where words once ran free, they're casting chains on you and me. Speak your truth and they'll call it treason. The rules are twisted without rhyme or reason. When speech becomes sedition and truth's locked away, they twist the world, reshape our vision to make the light fade away.
Speech becomes sedition. That's the title of our daily take today over at HartmanReport.com. Republicans are enraged that their wives might secretly vote for Harris. This is crazy. Julia Roberts is narrating a new Harris ad, and I'll just play a little clip of it. And the ad is about a woman who is voting opposite, you know, the way her husband wants her to vote for Trump. Here it is.
Your turn, honey.
In the one place in America where women still have a right to choose, you can vote any way you want, and no one will ever know.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey.
Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth.
There you go. So there's that. So this ad comes out, and the right wing goes nuts. I mean, Pastor Doug Paget, the executive director of Vote Common Good, he tells the Wall Street Journal, this is terrible. He says, he gives these women permission structures. Charlie Kirk, you know, the young neo-Nazi or whatever, a Turning Point USA organization, he says, this is going to cause women to undermine their husbands and their husbands who work their tail off to make sure she can have a nice life. Well, here's the clip. Here's Charlie Kirk.
It is the embodiment of the downfall of the American family. I think it's so gross. I think it's so just nauseating where this wife is wearing wearing the American hat. She's coming in with her sweet husband who probably works his tail off to make sure that she can go, you know, and have a nice life and provide for the family. And then she lies to him saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. And then she votes for Kamala Harris as her little secret in the voting booth. Kamala Harris and her team believe that there will be millions of women that undermine their husbands. And do so in a way that it's not detectable in the polling.
Yeah, and that's true. And it may well be the case. So that the response to that then comes from John McEntee, who was Donald Trump's head of the Office of Employment in the White House. He was the guy that Trump hired to go, you know, to snoop through the social media feeds of all of the White House employees to find those people who might not be loyal to Donald Trump, who weren't tweeting enough about how wonderful Donald Trump is. And so John McEntee comes out and he says this.
I think as well. I think this video has made me rethink the 19th Amendment, but let's keep it going.
So I guess they misunderstood. When we said we wanted mail-only voting, we meant mail, M-A-L-E.
Yeah, time to rethink the 19th Amendment, the new Republican talking point. Isn't that cool? Amazing. Amazing. They're just going out of their mind. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court in this Virginia decision yesterday, it's even worse. I told you about this yesterday. They decided that Virginia can violate the National Voter Registration Act, the NVRA, which was passed in 1993, that says that within 90 days of an election, states cannot purge people from their voting rolls. And Virginia wants to do that. They want to keep purging, and so do a whole bunch of other Republican-controlled states. They want to keep on purging people from their voting rolls. And so the Supreme Court said, "Yeah, that's cool. We'll let you ignore the law." Now, what's so weird about this is that 2 years ago, Alabama wanted to unconstitutionally gerrymander congressional districts for another 2 years. And the Supreme Court said, you know, we're going to have to let Alabama do this because we're within 90 days of the election when the lawsuit was filed. So when you're within 90 days of the election and you're doing something that's going to help Republicans, we're going to enforce the law, the Purcell principle. We're going to enforce the National Voting Rights Act. But when we're within 90 days of an election and you're doing something that will hurt Republicans, that will help Republicans, then we're not going to enforce the law. We're going to say the law doesn't get enforced. So the law does get enforced to help Republicans in Alabama. The law does not get enforced to help Republicans in Virginia. The Supreme Court is just picking and choosing. Well, you know, yeah, it's the law. And yeah, we enforced it a couple of years ago to help Alabama Republicans have another 2 years with unconstitutionally, illegally Supreme Court struck down gerrymandered districts. But now that Virginia wants to break the law instead of enforcing it, we're gonna allow Virginia to break the law. And presumably, and you know, we talked with Greg Palast about this and others, and presumably when that happens, what we're going to see is these vigilantes, Vigilante Inc. If you haven't seen the movie, it's you know, Save Your Vote dot whatever it is, and .com, I think. Well, you can just plug in Vigilantes Inc. movie also into your search engine. Amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing stuff. The Financial Times has an article, Three Ways That Donald Trump May Flip the Election on Election Day. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll be picking up your calls. So what's on your mind on this Halloween? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The countdown is on in earnest for Election Day on Tuesday. Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Henderson, Nevada, saying again that Democrats want to ban cows and windows in buildings.
They don't want windows. They don't want cows. They don't want anything. They don't know what they want, actually.
Trump also made stops in New Mexico and still has one left in Phoenix. Vice President Kamala Harris was also in the battleground state of Nevada.
It is so good to be back in Reno.
North Korea says it tested an intercontinental ballistic missile. Veteran national security analyst Joe Cirincione.
It's both the range and the solid fuel nature of this missile that makes it such a threat. And the fact that it's such a large missile means it can carry a pretty fairly heavy payload.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd, and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the Psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Northwest winds backing down overnight as skies turn mostly clear. Upper 30s expected by sunrise. For your Friday, sunny skies and a light east wind in the afternoon with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny upper 50s on Saturday. It's 39 at our studios.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, heading into the final weekend of the campaign with our guests Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kia Vakil, Dan Schumacher, and the weekend forecast.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Welcome back. By the way, I apparently got this wrong about Pastor Doug Padgett. Now, tip of the hat and thanks to the listener or viewer who flagged that for me. Doug Padgett is a good guy. He did point out that this ad gives women permission structure, but he wasn't complaining about it. He was applauding it. My error. I didn't know who he was. And the article that quoted him was ambiguous. It didn't make it clear whether he was praising or complaining. The Financial Times has an interesting piece. How could allies of Donald Trump challenge the U.S. election result? These are basically three ways the Financial Times looked up and said these are three ways that Donald Trump could get the election to the Supreme Court and then to the House of Representatives, where the House could make him president again. The first is challenging the counts. He says, Trump allies are watching for irregularities in the tallying of votes so that they can claim fraud. They have already made a number of claims over the accuracy of signatures on paper ballots, absentee voting fraud, undated mail-in ballots, and duplicate voting. None of these claims have had success, but they're filing lawsuits as we speak, literally. They have filed dozens of lawsuits arguing that illegal aliens were not being purged from voter rolls, even though, the illegal aliens who are on the voting rolls, and this is the result of they're getting driver's licenses, are not voting. It's just not happening. That's number one. Number two, refusing to certify results. The election workers in the states, we've already seen dozens of election workers refuse to certify results in the 2020 and 2022 elections. Same deal here. They're expecting this to be happening. And then finally, last-ditch attempts in Congress. Previously, a single senator or congressman could raise an objection. Now it requires one-fifth of Congress, both the House and the Senate. But there's certainly enough Republicans in the House and Senate to constitute that one-fifth, which could then provoke that constitutional crisis that could put Trump into the White House. So we'll see. We'll see. The one way to prevent any of this from happening is for Kamala Harris to win in a landslide. If she wins in a landslide, if this is Goldwater versus Nixon, Goldwater versus Johnson, then... all bets are off. Or not all bets are on, actually. It's the other way, they won't be able to do this. But if it's a very tight election, we could have a very serious problem. And that's what Republicans are betting on. And it's one of the reasons they're so upset that Julia Roberts is telling women they don't have to vote the way their husbands want them to. It was interesting because NPR this morning was talking about a national survey that was done that found some really large percentage of American women, and forgive me, I don't remember the percentage, but it was well over half, who didn't know that their vote was secret. They thought if, however they voted, their husband would be able to look it up and see how they voted. And in fact, your vote is secret. You can find out if you voted or not. There are, vote.gov. You can see if in your state, if your vote was recorded or if it was rejected. You can see that. But you can't see who you voted for. Nobody can see who you voted for. That's anonymized, actually. Once your ballot has been put into the hopper, all the votes become anonymous. So what's on your mind today? Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
fine.
You said Virginia Governor Youngkin is trying to purge in this last week as many voters as he could. My question to you is, and I got a response after it, is it, you think it's more than 50 to 100,000 he could purge in 1 week?
Well, he's only trying to purge 1,600 right now, and those are people who he claims are, you know, illegal aliens who got on the voting rolls, which may well be the case. But the problem is that now that the Supreme Court has said that purges can occur within that 90-day window, you've got a bunch of other states that have legalized voter purges based on voter challenges by just rando citizens, like Georgia. I mean, this is the basis of Greg Palast's movie, Vigilantes, Inc. And I'm concerned. It's been 2 days. We haven't seen, well, it's been a day. It's been 24 hours. We haven't seen any, you know, big explosion of results on this front, but we probably won't know until, you know, a couple of days after it happens whether such purges are going to, you know, whether Georgia is now going to undertake such purges. So we'll have to wait and see, Mark.
I think she'll win Virginia easy by 200,000 or 300,000 votes. But the other thing is, you mentioned Monday, if Trump wins, he might try to silence you, Rachel Maddow, other people on the progressive left through his Project 2025.
It's not just that he might, he's already said he will.
Okay, and I think the only way he can do it through his own Justice Department is send you guys official certified documents saying cease and desist what you're doing, and here's what you're doing wrong, and we'll take further action if you don't cease and desist. I think that's his only option he's got.
The way that he would do it is the same way that Viktor Orban did it in Hungary, which is that you change the libel laws so that public officials like Donald Trump can sue the media when they feel that they've been defamed or libeled, when somebody has said something negative about them that is not, you know, absolutely provable. And then they use lawsuits to just basically bankrupt those individuals and the media properties for which they write. And Trump has been saying that he wants to do this now for 3, maybe 4 years. So, in fact, I think he's been saying it longer than that. So that will probably be the first thing he does. It was the first thing that Orban did. It was one of the first things Putin did. And Trump has said, like I said, he said out loud, proudly proclaimed that this is absolutely what he intends to do. Mark, thanks for the call. Perry in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Perry, what's up?
Hey, just got turned on to Tom. I turned on the TV and there he was and started listening to him. And
him is me. You're talking to him, Perry.
Oh,
what's up?
Well, good. Nice to meet you.
You're on
the air. I understand that you what your topic is today about the political thing. But what gets me is this thing that they call climate. You know how there's climate deniers. There is something that's called the it's called Senate Bill 517. House Bill 2995, and what they are is they describe a spray tactic that they can spray 186,000 square miles with the substance that they call chaff, which what chaff is now today is if you look up United States military Air Force, it's needle-like shards of fiberglass covered in aluminum oxide, sodium, barium, and strontium, both radioactive elements. Well, you never hear Greta Thunberg or Bernie Sanders tell you, but if you look that up, it was a fast-tracked bill, which means me and you didn't vote on it, but we're tax dollars are paying for
it. It's not law, so, Perry. There's been a lot of wacky things that have been introduced into Congress, some of them by conspiracy nuts and others to get conspiracy nuts going crazy. Yes, there is talk about in scientific circles about replacing the albedo of the Earth, the reflectivity of the Earth that's being lost because of the loss of ice, with sprayed material into the upper atmosphere and increasing the reflectivity of the atmosphere. But nobody is seriously talking about doing this, and the United States government certainly is not talking about doing it. So you can take a deep breath. Perry, thanks for the call. Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
Morning, Tom, and happy Halloween.
Thank you. Back at you.
Just wanted to give you some word out of Macomb County in Michigan.
Okay.
I'm part of the North Macomb Dems Club, and We have gotten over 40 new members join our Facebook page over the last 2 months.
And that's
good. We've talked to a number of, that's great.
Glad to hear.
Also, we've been, my wife and I have been canvassing for the last month and a half, and there's a lot of silent support for Kamala because they're afraid of their wacko neighbors doing something.
Yeah.
So no one puts out the signs, but as we're going door to door, more and more people are saying, you got us. We're there, or now we've already voted.
That's great.
So it's not as dire as Trump wants us to think it is.
I think you're right.
I think we're going to sweep it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's going to be a blowout election. But, you know, all the polls tell me that I'm wrong. So I'm, you know, hedging my bets. But that's my bet right now is blowout. Tim, thanks for the good news from Shelby County or Shelby Township, Michigan, from Macomb County. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back in just a moment with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back with you. This is it. CB Distillery's fall sale is on. Right now, you can save up to 40% on everything. This is your chance to save. If you're stressed out, struggling to sleep, or have pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a plant-based solution just for you. They've got natural healing solutions for everything. Stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. A lot of you have been raving about the benefits you've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially when it comes to getting better sleep. So if you're looking for better sleep, more calm, or pain relief after exercise, now's the time to give CB Distillery a try and save big. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your entire order. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com. Code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
What makes Wisconsin great?
Find out as Todd Albaugh and friends tour the state by bus, and they're coming to a city near you.
If people want to come out and say hi, first drink is on us, whether it's alcohol or not, and then some cheese curds, and we're going to be doing that all week long.
La Crosse to Eau Claire, Stevens Point to Appleton. Learn more and where to join them at civicmedia.us/whatmakeswisconsingreat.
The Todd Albaugh Show, a tour of, by, and for the people. All week, noon to 2. Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th starting at 6 p.m. on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Albaugh is delivering pies? Don't we have the best co-workers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
It's spooky out there. Shadows creeping in the night. Voices whispering.
Thank you, Jeremy. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Joy in Redding, California. Hey, Joy, thanks for listening to KKRN. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to thank Louise for wonderful music and lyrics, and I wanted to get the last name of that great Sabrina's legal...
Oh, Hake, H-A-A-K-E. It's the Hake take. Hake. Yep, H-A-A-K-E, and it's on Substack, substack.com.
Great, okay, and I was worried about... hearing the election office here in Redding, California, had invisible ink poured over its ballots.
Really?
Yeah, that's scary.
How strange. So somebody's trying to sabotage your election system in
yes.
Redding. Is Redding
yes.
a predominantly Democratic town?
It used to be. They had the Union Building, the dam, mm-hmm. but... Now, a bunch of retired Republicans don't want to pay any taxes to right. become Republican.
I get it. Well, Joy, thank you for the heads up on that. I'll have to look into that and see if I can get a little more detail. Thank you so much. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, nice costume.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. And my comment is about Trump making these disparaging, racist remarks about Puerto Rico. Well, to add insult to injury, he was posing on a garbage truck on the news, I believe, yesterday.
Right.
He's not only insulting Puerto Ricans and Hispanics; he's insulting everybody who is not white. He was calling America a garbage dump.
Yep.
And by doing this, he's literally saying that anybody who is non-white is trash.
Yep.
He's
been saying that his whole life. I mean, he got busted by the Justice Department for doing that, you know, for refusing to rent properties to black people back in the 70s.
Yeah.
His father was arrested at a Klan rally. I mean, it's...
Yeah, he's a blown-out racist.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to make... Quickly, I wanted to tell you that I am an environmental scientist, and I had the privilege to watch this movie called Fire on Ice, in which you are interviewed as well.
Yeah.
Regarding climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct, yeah. And your listeners should look at that movie from Al Gore, An Inconvenient Truth, because... It points out basically all the points that you're talking about, climate change. But thank you for everything that you do, Tom.
Yeah. Thank you, Alfredo. And, yeah, Ice on Fire is a great movie. It's Leonardo DiCaprio made it. I helped write it. I helped, helped produce, or I don't have producer credit, but, I was in dozens of meetings to put this thing together and we traveled literally around the world, although a lot of that footage didn't make it into it. But Louise and I went down to Costa Rica to film for that movie, and we went to Europe, to Germany and Norway to film for that movie.
Well,
so,
Well done. I've been in Costa Rica many times, but yeah. Well done, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, Alfredo. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I have a comment, but first I want to say your letter to Louise was so great, so perfect, and so scary that it should be played on every single channel every 5 minutes until the election.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone will ever vote for Trump who hears it. But my comment is this. I've had a theory for a while about Trump that I believe I know what might be going on with him. Remember back in 2016, it was the Russians who tried to get him into office. They helped. Yeah.
Still is. They're publishing deep fakes to help him out right now.
I know. And I think that what's happening is that they have something on him, and you and I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Putin is one of the richest men in the world, and he has enough money to pay Trump to do his bidding.
Yep.
That and the tape. And I believe that all this time, Trump has been working not for us, but for Putin.
I agree.
And I think that if it doesn't stop, we are going to become just like the Soviet Union. Because what he's doing, Putin, is having Trump do for him what he cannot do militarily, which is to destroy America. Mm-hmm. And I think that Trump is doing a magnificent job of that, and if elected, it's over.
I agree.
That's my comment.
I agree. Yeah, a brilliant comment, Carol, and I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much. Marty in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. What's on your mind, Marty?
Hey, Marty. I'm sorry. Hey, Tom, I was just wondering. You were talking a little bit ago about the libel laws and how Trump may look to change the libel laws to make it easier to go after folks like, you know, you and Rachel and so forth.
Well, and you too, Marty, if you post something on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Viktor Orban is arresting, and Vladimir Putin are both arresting people for Facebook posts now.
Yeah. Well, what recourse do we as the public have? Let's just say, for an example, let's just say I have a brother, and he watches Fox News 24/7 religiously, and he decides to go into the Haitian community and perform a violent act. And when asked about it, he said, well, you know, I watched on Fox, and they're saying that, the Haitians are eating dogs and cats, so I wanted to do something about it. We as the American public, I mean, what can we do to sue entities like Fox News who purport to report the news, but they entertain folks who come up with these conspiracy theories. They don't challenge them. They don't push back. So if you watch that 24/7, you would think that's true.
I take it a step beyond that. You know, at least a 500,000 Americans died of COVID who didn't need to die, according to a really comprehensive medical survey done by The Lancet, you know, the British medical journal. And virtually all of them died because they believed Donald Trump that masks were unnecessary, or that ivermectin or, you know, other you know, hydroxychloroquine could cure COVID, and they didn't get vaccinated. I think you could argue that Fox News, which promulgated those lies, is responsible for the death of 500,000 Americans. I mean, there's an enormous amount of blood on their hands. I'm frankly surprised that more American families who had members die during the Trump administration or as a result of the Trump administration have not tried suing Donald Trump or Fox News. I'm just surprised by that. Marty, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this...
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK. Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me. We will discuss the Wisconsin Amendment to the Constitution. What does it mean? How should we vote? And we'll preview the probable lawsuits after the election. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Experience. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.